Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Once again, your song of the day, Small Town by John Mellencamp from 1985. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Was he, at that time, was he John Cougar Mellencamp?
I have written down as just John Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp at that point. Okay. I'd like to know exactly when that took place. He started out as Mellencamp. Then he went to John Cougar Mellencamp. Then he dropped the Cougar. He felt that
I'm pretty sure at that point he was just John Mellencamp.
I'm going to trust you on that one, Jake.
I'll confirm.
Jake, that's a home run hit. That's a great song.
It's a happy song.
Small town.
Right?
It's a happy song. I'm from a small town. Now, I'm assuming you went with this because he's from Indiana.
Yes, I did. I did do it for the reason of Indiana. Correct. That's why I did that.
Yeah, you nailed the song. I think that song resonates with people of Nebraska. There's a lot of small town people from Nebraska.
Yes.
So that's a home run, Jake. You nailed it. Loved it. Big fan like that. It's a 9444.
9444.
And it just hit me on also, might have been an 8-something, but today it's a 9444.
Okay.
It was a very happy Friday, and then it tied in so well. If you just would have thrown that in randomly in June, maybe it wouldn't have been quite as high.
But a little lower?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we have to guess Ben's score on that one. You've been very close to him for many times.
I think Ben's going to be kind of happy with this. 7-9, 7-9, 8-9.
Yeah,
I could sense it. I could sense that Ben likes a happy song. Ben's made it very clear he likes upbeat, happy songs. He doesn't want sad love ballads.
No.
He doesn't want that.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, good scores there. High scores.
Oh, great job, Jake.
Thank you. And yeah, I'm glad that you had the Indiana connection I was going for with John.
Well, John Mellencamp, there's a good chance he'll be at the game with them being Big Noon kickoff. I could see him being at the game. So I hope that happens.
He should sing the anthem,
yes.
You know, before the
That'd
game.
Be incredible.
Why not have John Mellencamp do that? What is he now? Is he just John Mellencamp? Is he Cougar?
Mellencamp. Okay, he's just Mellencamp.
Okay. I just he was for that one up John Mellencamp.
Was
it wasn't okay. Cougar.
Gotcha. It's good to know this stuff. It's good to know.
It's important.
Yes.
What do you think that Sip would have given that score or that song?
I think he'd be like a 7-4 something. I think he wouldn't have been anti. Probably wouldn't have jumped. All I know is this: but that song would resonate with him because that's right in our wheelhouse.
Right.
That stuff that was playing right when
parallel lives. Yeah.
Parallel lives that John Cougar was part of our life. So that would be something. I don't know where it hit him exactly, but it hit me good.
Well, we'll start on YouTube for scores.
Then
we'll go to the text line. Troy, 8.9. Conservative Husker says that's a layup, 9.5.
Great.
Bolt says better times, 9.55. Kevin, 9.6. Brad in Kansas, 9.4.
You nailed it, Jake. This is all you. This is all you, Jake Sorensen.
Husker Scott in Phoenix, 8.5, but he grew up in Wilbur, Nebraska. The Czech capital of Nebraska.
Yes.
Prague. Well,
Prague. Verdigris will fight you on that too.
Or Prague. They both Prague and
a lot of people.
Text line 6.2, Bill and Bennett, Jake and Hickman 4.1, Mike and Dalton 8.4. Eric says average song 2.2.
Whoa, that's like our first bad score. That's okay.
LB and Minden 9.5.
Whip it.
Husker Mike says that is a 9. Who are Clemens?
Bert,
7.
Nice.
7.
7, that's like giving like a 10.
A high score. Bert's
really been into your music lately.
It's freaking me out a little bit. I don't like that. John in Fremont, 9.8. John in Lincoln, 8.8 on that one also. Laverne in Hawaii, 9.5. My small town is Dodge, Nebraska.
Dodge, great town. That's right up there by Beamer. That's right by Beamer.
Yeah, I love Beamer.
We love Beamer.
Shamia, 8.5. 9.3 from Brett, Minnesota. Mark, 10.9. I grew up in Ainsworth jamming to this song.
Oh, God. I could see, driving around listening to that song on a cassette tape. We'd have been cassette at that time. We'd have been out of the 8-track era. Okay. We'd have been moved into the cassette era.
John Des Moines says, I'm going off what what Google says. He says he was going by John Cougar Mellencamp in 85. Right. Well, I just looked it up and it was just John Mellencamp.
So no one's upset with anyone.
Nobody.
There's been research done and we're gonna both stories are true.
Right.
Both stories
Bookie
are true.
Bookie in Chamberlain, South Dakota, 9.1.
How's the weather up there and is any walleye fishing going on?
That's a good question. Also, Scott in Stonebridge Creek is from Wakanda, South Dakota, 9.1.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Matt says, Valparaiso, my hometown, small town.
I wonder if we have a lot of young listeners. What would they think of that song? Because that song hits me too because that was right in the... in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, if you're like in your 20s or in college, gave it a high score.
Do you even know what that song was? Ben, was that the first time you heard that song?
Have you heard that song before? Okay, he's heard it before. Okay. Probably in commercials or something like that. But okay, high scores today for Song of the Day.
Jake nailed it.
Thank you. It is time for FSP, sponsored by your friends at Trados. Bill, great people, Adam Ickes, grain marketing experts, Trados.
Tell me some more about what they all do, Jake.
Well, again, if you are a farmer, and you know what you're doing with farming, but if you need help with grain marketing, they can do it. You don't want to do it yourself. You need somebody that can do it for you. As you said before, sell at the right time, at the right price. Grain marketing at GoTrados, GoTrades.com. They make it easy.
They're covering everything right now. Matt Stenzel is a big part of this of the group right now, and he's an Iowa State alum.
Okay.
He's an Iowa, so this is a great time to be talking to Matt Stenzel. He's a great guy. He's an Iowa State alum. He's embracing their great success with that, but also he's embraced Nebraska. Iowa State alum, all over Nebraska, and so it's kind of a dual companionship between the two.
Okay.
But that's someone you want to be able to reach out to also, as Matt Stenzel is remarkable in his job with Adam Ickes in that group right there. But he's on a high right now because of Iowa State. And guess what? He can do the same thing for your grain.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
That he's doing for Iowa State football.
Ooh.
He can make it take off. He can make it take off and be on that heater just like
that. That might impress Sip, though.
Yeah.
Unlike Iowa State, this might impress
him. This might impress him. Sip says it's not a story we think
it's
it is. They're ranked ninth in the country.
And this would be a story if you could have a brain just like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Get a hold of Matt.
Go GOTREDAS.com. GoTredeUs.com. All right, Bill. FSP, if you're just tuning in, this means field storming possibilities in college football. There's been several this year. We had some great weeks. What are we looking at this weekend
just
for potential FSP?
Sometimes we do this one too, like, yeah, they could storm, but it's not going to happen. Well, we had Vanderbilt down for a field storming possibility,
and it
happened.
It did.
So we've hit on a lot of these. So tonight, Oregon at Purdue.
Yeah.
That's a field storming. Trust me, that would be epic field storming if that were to take place. And don't forget that Purdue changed quarterbacks, and they scored 49 points in the second half.
They did.
49. They had 9 yards passing at half, changed quarterbacks, and scored 49. So just think about that for a second. Miami at Louisville. That's a field storming 100. Alabama, Tennessee.
We saw it last time.
If Alabama was unranked and Tennessee was ranked one, they would still field storm Tennessee. They went like 20 years without beating them. It was incredible the stretch that went on. Note, this could happen. Notre Dame at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is good enough to pull this off.
Sure,
Notre Dame's a better team. It could happen. This one, their rankings are very similar, but Michigan at Illinois, 100% would storm. That'd be a huge
defending win. National champs. Storm against them. Come
huge
on, Illinois.
Win for like that. Texas A&M at Mississippi State, 100% storm. This one would be an epic storm, and the place will be juiced up. LSU at Arkansas. Arkansas is an incredible place to play. Oh. I've coached there twice, and it is this incredible place to play. And then you got Georgia at Texas. People might say, "Well, Texas is number one." I still think they storm.
I think they should.
Now, if they by some reason win 31-11, no, it's probably kind of probably not. If it's a
close game,
scores tied in the fourth quarter, they come back, make a play, and win. I think that happens. And then K-State at West Virginia, which would be an interesting one because. The head coach, Neil Brown, said after the game where they lost to Iowa State, it was kind of he took a lot of flack for what he said. He said, "Yes, we lost, but didn't you guys have fun? Didn't everyone have fun at the game? You enjoyed
that
it."
That's
what he said. He took some shots on that one.
Was he being serious?
He's being serious. But didn't we guys have fun? It was a good atmosphere. We tailgated.
I missed that somehow.
Oh, yeah. It's a big story.
I need to find that audio.
Yeah, check that story out. So they would love to have fun and storm, and it's possible. It's possible. So we got a heavy diet of potentials. And I would say you're probably going to get four out of that. That's kind of my guess.
Which one do you think is the most likely? You said four potentially, but which one do you think will actually happen for sure? Any of those?
Yeah, that's a really good. For some reason, I think Illinois is going to beat Michigan.
I totally agree with you.
I think Illinois is going to beat Michigan. They're good enough. They had a horrific game last week. They had the game in hand. It's 27-3.
Yes.
And all hell broke loose.
Fell apart.
Altmyer, I believe, is 14-1 as far as 14 touchdown passes or 16 and one pick.
Sounds right.
He's playing at an elite rate. Remember, he threw like 21-25 against Nebraska, and there was two drops.
Yes.
I mean, he was on fire.
Very good in Lincoln.
You know, and so he is playing at a high rate. So if they can score some, Michigan's not going to be able to score. And so that's probably the one. I think Arkansas has a chance at LSU versus LSU.
They stormed against Tennessee. Is that right?
Yes.
A week or two ago? Beat them at home, so yeah.
And I really think Pittman will have those guys ready to play and able to go. Like that'd be my top two.
Okay. Well, I think it's been
fun to follow because I think about this too. Like, we talk about this, just the sport, the where the sport is right now. You turn the TVs on, and everyone we talked about this. We talked about this last year during the season. And one of my Bill's thrills was just turn the TV on. Oh yeah, the portal sucks. This sucks. All these things are horrible. Turn the TVs on, in the game. Right now, there's 60 plus teams that are vying for the playoffs, which has Nebraska right in the middle of it. They are in the playoff conversation.
Yeah, they win tomorrow. Okay, hello, hang on.
It's still playoff. Yeah, sure. There's a great chance if they win tomorrow like that. Say you don't fare well or you don't beat Ohio State, but you go 10-2, really good chance you're getting in the playoff.
Oh yeah, you got a chance.
So this is a playoff game tomorrow for Nebraska. But anyway, to get away from that, but like I said, the game's in a great spot and the excitement. You just don't see that, like I said, going on in any other sports. We have that type of fandom that's going on.
And we're seeing FSPs happen every week.
And they're everywhere.
We saw Vanderbilt beat Alabama. That is cool for the sport of football.
That is great for the
awesome.
Sport. Yeah. And I was telling Sip, I go, sometimes you don't want, some people would push back on an Indiana, they wouldn't push back in Nebraska because it's such a blue blood, but they'd push back on an Indiana or Iowa State being in the 4-team playoff. They don't push back on them being in a 12-team playoff.
Right.
It's like, no, this is really cool.
Bring it on.
This is really cool. Think what's going on in the Big 12 right now. I mean, right now, BYU was picked to win 4.5 games. They're 6-0.
Yep.
They're 6-0. I mean, so someone is going to come out of that.
They just stomped Arizona, too.
Yeah, they did. Out. And so right now, BYU is rolling. But just remember, that league gets an automatic bid. So if Iowa State wins, they're a top 4 seed.
Right.
If Iowa State, whoever wins that league, which right now you'd probably say, that's probably going to be Iowa State or BYU, who no one had winning. No one had those two teams winning the Big 12, especially not BYU.
No.
Not at all. And so I was texting with Jay Hill, the defensive coordinator at BYU yesterday, just back and forth. He was on the radio. I'd heard him, so I texted him a couple things. So it was just fun to catch up with those guys.
That is FSP, sponsored by our friends at Trade Oz. Hour 2 next. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, giving his picks for the weekend next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Sweet.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.